Hello and welcome to the Self-Work is Cool as Fuck show. I'm Liz.
And I'm Laurie.
We're here every week with brand new topics on exploring self-work. So let's begin with this week's topic. Welcome back to another episode of the Self-Work is Cool as Fuck show. This week, we're going to be breaking the stigma around mental health and working on yourself. What is working on yourself? We're going to discuss it all in this week's episode.
Wow, this was a really powerful topic this week, isn't it? Like, I'm so excited to talk about this because breaking the stigma around working on yourself and taking care of your mental health is everything, isn't it?
It's so important. The way things are, it's sort of like cure and not prevention. So let's all wait until there's something wrong and then let's do something about it. Whereas our mental health should be something that is a priority to us all daily. You know, yeah. none of us say, do we, I don't need to eat nutritious food. I'm good. Well, you have a body and your body needs nutritious food. You have a brain, so you need to take care of your brain. Like, it's that stigma around something has to be wrong with you to take care of yourself. Like, it blows my mind.
Yeah, like, our brain literally comes last to what we take care of. Like, we put all random organs way before this, don't we? Like, it's just... And then, even then, when we feel like we need help, everyone's terrified to reach out. It's like your brain needs it.
Yeah, it's our brain runs everything. Our brain runs everything. So if we take care of our brain, it takes care of everything else.
Yeah.
It's priority.
I don't think many of us understand how much power our brain has. Like, just talk to me about that.
Wow. Well, for me, I have chose to give my life to this topic because of how important our brain is. And ultimately, I didn't set out on this journey to discuss what we discussed today. I began this journey for myself, to help myself. And I knew that if there was one thing that I could master that would help me in every area of my life, within, you know, how I felt about myself, my happiness, my career, my relationships, I knew it was the brain.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing, that if we master our mind, we master our life. So why would we put it last when it takes care of everything else? Like, how we live at the moment, we're basically, as a collective, we're all in survival mode. Every day, you know, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, we've got to go here, we've got to go there. And in that process, we're releasing so much adrenaline and cortisol within our brain to help us get through our day, basically to survive. And we're stuck in this fight or flight freeze mode. And what's happening is all our energies are being taken up to survive.
Yeah.
Because we're constantly in this rigid, you know, I need to do this, I need to go there, I need to do this, I need to get this done. And our energy is not being preserved to fight infection, which then damages our immune system because we haven't got nothing left to fight off infection and other things. And this is the vicious cycle that we're all in. Like, the most common visit to a GP, to a doctor, is stress. Like, this is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Our brain.
I love doing that workshop in the afterlife when we did that, because it really highlighted how much we are in a society now where our lives actually run us until we go, hang on, no, don't want to live this way. I'm going to take care of myself. Like, we are literally all running around in survival mode. And we all think, well, that's just the way it is. That's life. Life's meant to be like this. But it's not, is it?
No, it's not. And I know that because I used to live there. I lived there, and now I don't live there anymore. And I didn't know that that was a possibility. And I get so emotional when I talk about it because I didn't know that life could be this different. Yeah. Like, I didn't know. Like, our brain can make us sick. And the question is, if it can make us sick, it can make us healthy. That's how powerful it is.
Yeah.
We
see. I remember when we first met, I used to say to you, no, that's just the way I am now. Or I'm not a morning person. Or this is just the way my life's meant to be. And you were like, what? No, it's not. What are you talking about? You can be and do and go and do whatever you want. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can. And it was like, you literally put yourself in your own tunnel, don't you? Well, this is the way I am. That's just me.
Yes. And I think everything that we are, ultimately, at one time, we decided it. Every single belief and every single thing that we think about ourselves, at one time, we decided it, or somebody else decided it for us and we took on that belief. It's the undoing everything that's been done. You know, the conditioning, the programming.
While we're on beliefs, I just want to talk a little bit more about that, because we get a lot of DMs about people's different beliefs and views around working on yourself, don't we? Like, it's this almost negative. Like, we're almost conditioned, aren't we, to think if you have to work on your brain, on your life, there must be something wrong. But that's not the case, is it?
No, definitely not. And I think there is a huge shift in mental health, as we're all aware at the moment. It is a lot more spoken about now than it was before, which is incredible, the awareness and breaking the stigma around mental health. And ultimately, there's many, many views and many, many opinions on this. So some people still believe that, some people don't. There's so many different ways, whereas some people will applaud people who work on themselves, whereas some people will think that maybe there's something wrong with someone who works on themselves. It's like there's so many different opinions and views upon working on yourself. And how I look at it is, if somebody's going to the gym, are they unhealthy? Well, I believe that they're healthier than somebody who doesn't go to the gym, because they're working on their physical health. So when somebody's working on themselves and their mind, ultimately they are healthier mentally and emotionally than somebody who's not, because they're putting in the work. Yeah. And that's so clear. Yeah. So I don't understand how that stigma can still even be there.
I definitely think we're on the right track, though, to opening people's minds into that it's not this big deal. It's not super hard. You know, people aren't going to think bad of you if you do it. Like, and ultimately, it's not about them anyway. It's about how you feel. And when you feel good inside from doing the work on you, the same way you do when you go to the gym, you know, before people get in, they're thinking, oh, don't really want to do this today. But when you come out, you feel incredible. And it's that feeling that keeps you going, isn't it?
I think as a collective, we are all gathering awareness around this. I think the pandemic has played a huge part in that as well. You know, everyone's been able to sit with themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of us have had real, real struggles over the past few years. And it's sort of, everybody's more aware now that, oh, it's not just me. There's nothing wrong with me, you know. And I think as a collective, we've helped break this stigma together.
Yeah. I think it's important, isn't it, to validate how you feel as well. Like, it's okay to feel what you're feeling about yourself, but know that you can do something about it.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem. What happens is we as human beings tend to push these emotions down, and we've all been conditioned and taught that, like, everyone's happy. Everyone's just got to be happy, and happiness is the only emotion that we can all feel. You don't feel anger, you don't feel jealousy, you don't feel resentment. Everyone has all of these emotions. And when they are suppressed and they're not validated and they're not welcomed, ultimately for a feeling, an emotion to pass, it has to be felt. When yes. it's suppressed, that's when people start to use drugs, alcohol, food, intimacy. All these things are being used to self-medicate and to suppress emotion. Like, this is not okay. We shouldn't have to, you know, use something to suppress something when, if we feel it, it passes by. Like, you know, like a leaf blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
We don't have to, like, stamp on the leaf and keep it there. We just watch the leaf.
Yeah.
See it, feel it, and let it blow. And then it's passed.
Yeah, it's so important that to ask yourself what the emotion's showing you, isn't it? What's it trying to tell you? Feel it. And then when you've got the right tools, which is the most important part, then you can move through it. But we're all walking around without these tools. Like, I know my life is completely different now. I have them than before, when you just think, well, something wrong with me. And there's not. You just haven't got the tools yet, have you?
No, and I think this is why I'm so passionate about self-work, because no one ever taught us this. No one ever gave us these tools. And we are all walking around feeling these things and having these thoughts and not knowing how to deal with it. And ultimately, that's why people suppress. I don't believe people suppress or, you know, live in denial because they want to. I think it's because the fear of the unknown and not knowing what to do about it.
Yeah.
No one ever told us. And I think when I was working on myself, I was like, okay, I'm going to work on myself. Right, I'm ready. Okay, so what do I do now then?
You taught me through that. When do you recognize, like, when would people know they need to work on themselves? What are some of the signs that they might be having in their life?
I think it's ultimately when you want to be happier. You know, it doesn't have to be a big catastrophic event. It doesn't have to be when somebody else tells you that you need to do it. It doesn't have to be when you're riddled with anxiety or you can't sleep at night. It's ultimately, right, I want to be happier. I want to better myself and develop myself as a human being. We get one shot in this life. That's all we get. And our job is to be the best version of us that we can be. Not somebody else, not to look what somebody else is doing, but us. We are all born incredible, magical human beings. And none of us are tapping in to our authentic self. And it's when we tap into our authentic self that the magic happens. But we're all stuck in fear of failure, judgment of others, that keeps us in our ego and keeps us away from our authentic self, which ultimately keeps us away from our happiness. So when we decide to work on ourselves, it's ultimately we decide that we want to be better.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
That's it. That's the deciding factor. You know, I could be happier. Maybe I do have some anxiety. Maybe I do have, you know, often low moods. Maybe I just want to understand myself. Maybe I want to understand other people. Maybe I want to stop taking things personal.
Yeah.
You know, it's being able, isn't it, to, like, be in a room of people and no matter what anybody says to you, it doesn't affect you, because ultimately you know that it's about them and not you. It's a very, 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 very powerful place to be.
Yeah, it is. And that is, like, one of the most important life lessons, I think. I've just started going through this with my girls. It's not, my job is not to protect them from the outside world and to stop people saying things and to make my girls think they can control what other people say, because they can't. Ultimately, I need them to know that as long as they feel secure and safe inside, the outside world can't affect them. And if it does, it's showing us there's something there that we need to work on, isn't it?
Definitely, because ultimately, no one can hurt you unless you allow them. And nothing ever bothers you unless you think that it's true.
Yeah.
So if me and you were sitting here now and I had a white shirt on and you said to me that my shirt was yellow, I would ultimately laugh at you because I knew that it wasn't yellow. Whereas if you told me that the stitching was out on my white shirt, I would look, because that could be true. That could be true. And it's about us knowing our own truth within us. So no matter what anybody else says, it doesn't bother us, because we know who we are. And understanding that perspective and opinion is built upon our own internal filters, our behaviors, our past experiences, our life. We see through a lens of our worldview, of our own conditioning. So ultimately, we all see completely different. And when we learn and understand this through our self-work perspective, it's very, very difficult to take something personal. If somebody was to say something to me, it tells me more about them than it does about me, because they're ultimately telling me what's within them and what they see. You can get to know somebody very, very quickly without speaking a word, by just listening of what their view is.
Yeah.
That tells you what's inside.
The power dynamic as well, doesn't it? When we have that mindset shift, it's because when we don't understand that and people are saying things to us and we're taking everything personal and everything on board and it's affecting our beliefs and everything, our internal filters even further, isn't it? Because we're like, well, everybody thinks this, so it must be true. When we go, actually, that's on them. We free ourselves, don't we? We take our personal power back, and that's amazing.
Being free from judgment is one of the biggest things in the world that holds us all back. There's so much that we can do, be, go, see. And so many of us are held back by being all that we can be, just from the fear of what somebody else might think.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And that is terrifying, that we're sabotaging ourselves because of what somebody else might think, when actually what they're thinking is about them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and ultimately, a lot of the time, people aren't saying these things to hurt us either, are they? They're just literally unloading on us. Everyone's going around unloading on each other. And then, like, ultimately feeling better, but the person they've unloaded on has took it personal. And it's like this crazy cycle, isn't it? Of, oh.
Yeah. Well, it's projection as well, isn't it? Like, people will project what they think and feel onto other people.
Yeah.
Project what's within them onto others. So when somebody else says something to us, that's not our belief, that's theirs, and that's okay. But ultimately, it's like, say, for instance, me, when I decided I wanted to go traveling in the middle of the pandemic. You can't do that. Why? Yeah. Or you can't go there. Why?
Yeah.
Why? I ultimately believed that anything was possible and managed to travel the world in the middle of a pandemic and didn't have any problems doing so. But we were all taught that we couldn't move.
Yeah.
I just booked a flight and went and got on a plane. Yeah, I needed a PCR. No, I wasn't vaccinated. And no, I didn't need to be vaccinated to move from country to country. And not that I have any problem with being vaccinated. I just didn't feel it was a personal need for me.
No, because you'd done your self-work, you were able to, you didn't take anything on, did you? You were just like, no, I'm secure inside. I know I can do it, but thank you anyway. Like, you're not taking it personal when they're projecting onto you, are you? You're like,
no, I ultimately know it's everyone else's belief, isn't it? And that's okay.
But you could have done. That could have stopped you taking the trip of a lifetime. Because other people couldn't believe you were able to do it. And it's crazy, isn't it, to think how many of us are like, we are living our life that way. Like, oh, I didn't take that job because so-and-so said, oh, no, that's too much hard work, or, you know, you can't do it. And it's, was never personal, but stopped us doing it. If we think about back through life before we had our tools, the opportunities that we might have took if we were able to stand in our power is different, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's just so bizarre when we actually think in that way, how different life tends to be for us. Like, ultimately, everything that somebody else or others would say to me is welcomed And I'm not saying that I don't listen. I'm all for, like, I love criticism as well, you know, constructive criticism. I always like to hear things out, but it doesn't affect me as a human being. It doesn't basically decide who I am. I know who I am. And anybody that will, you know, say something to me will be, you know, it'll be welcomed. But I don't go, that's who I am. Or I can't do that because, no, I know who I am. I know what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love seeing the transformations in people when they've completed our rebirth one-to-one program. It's just like, it lights up my life, you know?
Oh my God, isn't it?
Like, honestly, I feel like I cry every day, happy tears, because seeing these people and they're like literally reunited with their authentic self, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think it's a huge thing to go through this process that, you know, we've obviously gone through as well, as everything that we've been taught, we find a lot of it actually isn't our own beliefs, and we go through life with these beliefs that ultimately have been placed upon us, whether it be family or whether it be surroundings. And then one day we wake up and we go, actually, I don't believe any of that. And that's scary to go through that process. But ultimately shifting that internally it's like you've got a pair of glasses on and then you take them off and you put a different pair on and everything's different. You see completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like quite a few people have said, like, previously they've struggled in, like, being in a room with lots of people and taking people's judgments on and things like that. And now they've realised when they're back in that situation, they're completely different and they feel amazing. And those things that bothered them or triggered them, they don't now. Or they're making the moves, aren't they, to the things that they didn't think before they were able to go and do. Like, they're literally out there creating their best life the way they want to do it, completely free of other people's judgments. And like, it's just incredible. Like, isn't it?
It's just like people are moving country, people are leaving jobs, people are starting new businesses, people are coming out of relationships. It's like everyone's just like, right, actually, I'm gonna do this. And it's like, yeah. Yes, yes, everyone's just doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, we wonder why, you know, we can be unhappy. If we're not doing what we want to do, we're gonna be unhappy, aren't we?
Yeah. Like, one of the things I love that we go through is how everything we need is within us. Like, we don't need anybody else to be our authentic self. We've got it all within us, haven't we?
Yeah, and you know that statement that said, and I know because I used to roll my eyes at this, everything we've got is within us. I used to think, what even is that statement? I need this, and 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 I need that, and I need... And now I understand what that means. Everything we have is within us. Ultimately, everything that we look for outside of us is filling a void that we have within. Maybe we think we need something or whatever we need to fill us up. And we can ultimately give all of that to ourselves. And once we completely fill every void within us, anything that we allow in adds to us. Whereas when we look to fill voids, the important things bypass us because we're just looking to fill this wound that we have, and all the important things seem to just pass by. And then it's only later down the line that we realize that we're unhappy and we need X, Y, and Z, like our own values, things that are really important to us. Whereas when we fill ourselves up completely within, we see differently and we allow differently and we accept differently. Because ultimately, we don't need anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, all day. Like, I absolutely love that. When I had the mindset shift personally, that if I actually put myself first for a minute and focused on my self-work, how much those around me would also benefit. Like, I wasn't taking anything away from my girls by putting this effort into myself, because what was in me was overflowing. And when that was like full of all these magical self-work things, they've took that on. Like, I know on the people pleasing and also the money podcast we did, I've spoke about this with the girls and how I didn't realize until I realized that they were taking on my beliefs. Now I've rewired my beliefs. They too have benefited from that, and they realize, do you know what I mean? Like, the journey is everlasting, isn't it? Like, we never stop working on ourselves, and my girls are seeing the change, and I love that.
Yeah,
as well, like, it makes me a better partner to him, it makes me a better mum to the girls, makes me a better person inside. Like, there's no negative aspect to this, is there?
No. And ultimately, I won't allow anybody in my life who doesn't work on themselves. I just won't.
Yeah,
it's non-negotiable for me, because self-awareness is everything. And if somebody's not aware of themselves, then they're not going to be aware of you or what you feel.
Yeah.
And basically, hurt people hurt people. And we've all got things that we need to work on, and people can project, and people, it's that saying, if you don't heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you.
Yes.
So when I find, if I'm in a surrounding of people who don't work on themselves, I can't show up as my authentic self, and not showing up as my authentic self, I know, causes trauma.
Yeah.
Like, I have to hide aspects of who I am, because I have to be careful with what I say, because ultimately the people will take things personally.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not responsible for how other people feel. I'm responsible for what I say, not what somebody else feels. So if I'm in a space where there's people who ultimately don't do their inner work, and I've got things they need to let go of, or things that I've hurt them from in the past, they will take everything ultimately from their view. And what I say can be taken personally, and they could be hurt from that.
Yeah.
So it's being really mindful all the time, and you get stuck in this transition of, am I speaking my truth? Am I being myself? Am I sacrificing my voice here and not being who I am because I'm scared, you know, of like ultimately how others will take things, when in actual fact, we're not responsible for how others take things, and nothing is personal. And people who do not do their self-work can ultimately take anything that you say personal. Anything.
Yeah, and that's not, it's not a true relationship, is it, when you're with somebody that isn't prepared to work on themselves, and you feel you can't be your authentic self, or you are your authentic self, and because they're not working on themselves, that's a trigger to them. Like, answer to, like, it's almost like world peace, isn't it? If we were all able to go, right, let's go back to the core and work on ourselves so that we're not bleeding on everybody else around us. Oh my God, the world would be so different. I really feel like we're in this shift at the moment where people are doing that. Like,
It's healthy. It's a priority. It's important to be healthy mentally and emotionally. Like, I look at us as human beings, and I look at physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial. And these are five aspects that we build up our security within. And we've all been taught to just focus on go to work and build up our financial health, and then, which affects our mental and emotional health. No one's been taught how to connect to themselves, like the spiritual type of security. And physical health is obviously, you know, a lot of people work well on the physical health and the financial health, but there's a lot of other aspects missing here. There's the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional. This is what makes us up as a human being. So ultimately, we want to be secure in all of these parts. We want to be working on everything, our mental, emotional health, connecting to ourselves, our physical health, you know, our job, our goals, and where we're going in life. These are all aspects to us as a human being that, and a lot of them are missed out. Like, some people say, oh, I'm not really into that. Sorry, you're not into what? Working on your mental and emotional health, like being a better person, a human being.
I think that's a fear of the unknown.
Yeah, and I'm knowing what to do. Like when I started working on myself, it was like, I felt like it was way bigger than what it was. I felt like it was way messier than what it was. I felt like I was going to have to go back in the past and dig up X, Y, and Z, when in actual fact, it's just about letting go and deciding what we want to move forward. And I think nobody knows what working on themselves involves. And that's why this program was created for the rebirth, because it was so difficult for me to begin my journey. And I thought, everybody needs to know this, what to do. Can someone just give us the tools and tell us what we'll do and we'll all do it? It's not that some people don't want to. Some people don't know how to. I didn't know how to.
I love the way you've brought it together, though. It's like, it's not hard. It's not a big deal. It's 10 minutes a day and you can literally transform your entire life. Like, I honestly don't think people realize how simple it is to do in the format that you've created it, but how epic the end result is.
It's without a doubt the best thing that I have ever done in my entire life. And because I recreated my life from that, these modules are obviously from knowledge, but the from personal experience. Like, I used to wake up with anxiety. I used to vomit in the middle of the day because I was just riddled, and I used to just get on with the day. Oh, it's just my anxiety. You know, I used to be fully in survival mode. The only thing that mattered to me was me work and hitting my goals. It was very, very toxic. I didn't have any presence. I didn't know how to be in the moment because I lived in survival mode because of my trauma. I was always on. I didn't know how to just be in the moment. I didn't realize all the joys that were passing me by in every second of the day, because ultimately I was heading for this goal that I had, and I missed life in the moment. And I think I didn't realize that by doing this way, I could ultimately live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Live.
I think a lot of people, like, we talk about this quite a lot, like a bit of a joke. Like, people get to, like, midway through the life and just go, what the hell is this? I'm not doing this. I'm going to go and get the car once. I'm going to live my life. And everyone goes, oh, they're having a midlife breakdown then. And it's like, no, they've woke up and they've gone, oh, I don't want that. I want to live like this. And that's okay, isn't it? Like, we don't need to get to the middle of our life to realize that the way we've been living was not the right way. Like, this is why we talk, don't we, about how important it is that we give the children the tools that we have in this program, so that they're not trying to undo and unlearn and rewire their brain. Like, they've got it from the get-go. How amazing would life have been for us if we knew this before our 30s and 20s?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I don't believe in midlife crises. I just believe that people wake up.
Yeah.
We've all got our head down, haven't we? We've got to get the bills paid. We've got to get home. We've got to fulfill our needs. We've got to take care of the people around us. And we never actually stop and go, what makes me happy? And what do I want? And, you know, that moment just doesn't come for a lot of people until they're on the deathbed. Maybe it comes at, you know, when they go through a life transition. Maybe they just wake up one day and they're not happy. It's like living life in our terms.
Because a lot of us are, and I was definitely guilty of this before I started working on myself, was thinking, well, you can't have both. It's either you have the financial gains and you have enough money to live, or you be happy. You can't be both. And that, I loved that you showed me that of course you can. And when you're happy and you're peaceful and you're good inside, everything around just lifts. It gets better. It doesn't get worse. You're not tipping the balance, are you? It's like, it's the foundation.
Yeah, I think it seems that there's lots of different things to work on in life. It seems that there's our own mental, you know, well-being, then maybe there's our physical health, and maybe there's our family and our relationships, and there's our business or our job and our career. But ultimately, we can do it all when we just focus on one thing, and that's ourself. When we focus on ourself, everything we get, everything else. I used to only focus on, like, my career, and then I focused on myself because ultimately it was something that I needed to do, and then found that I got everything else in the process. And I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd have known then, because I'd have stopped running around the way I was 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah. What other differences do you see in yourself now?
I don't wake up with that ball in my stomach. I don't know if anyone listening today has that or not, but I used to wake up with like, what's next? What have I got to do? You know, that I can't explain it. It was like a knot. And I don't have that. I'm more, because I'm not scared anymore of what's going to happen. I was always scared of, you know, if I didn't do this or if I didn't do that, or what would happen if I didn't do that. I mean, mine was always working overtime, whereas now, ultimately, I don't care. I don't care about anything. What will be, and I live much more in a non-attachment. I don't have an attachment to anything or anyone. Anybody that comes can come. If they want to go, they can go. I ultimately don't care about anything now, and I believe that there's a higher power. I believe that, you know, we're all guided, and if we connect to ourselves enough and we follow our inner voice, we're ultimately taken in the direction that we want to go. And it's living in this lack and abundance mindset. If we're in lack, we're always trying to get something and chase something and go after something else, whereas it puts us in a lack vibration, and then everything around us is lack. Whereas when we feel like we have everything we need, we're in an abundance vibration, and everything that we chase starts chasing us.
Yeah.
And that's the difference now. I used to be in a lack vibration. I was always, you know, chasing and trying to get things and trying to sort things out and constantly running. Whereas now I'm ultimately like, everything I need, I have. And ultimately, everything is around me and, you know, on its way, sort of. And ultimately, when I want something else, I'll put myself in that vibration and attract. Life is just very, very different now. I respond rather than react. I don't take anything personal. Someone would say something and I used to feel it inside me, like as if it was to me personally and it would hurt me. I was always careful about what I would say because I didn't want to hurt anybody. And when I learned that ultimately other people's emotions and how people take things and feel things is not my responsibility, I completely cleared my throat chakra and used my own voice. Everything's different. Everything is different. I don't take things personal. If somebody doesn't like me, that's okay. I like me. Your like is extra. Like,
yeah,
it's just more peaceful this way, to live this way, and understanding the perspective, you know, none of us are right and none of us are wrong, and we ultimately see outside what we have within. My job is to fill me up so that my worldview is rainbow and not dark. Let go of any anger and bitterness and forgiveness. Forgiveness plays a huge part in everything. We can carry things around that have hurt us, and we're carrying a weight and a burden that we no longer have to hold on to, and we look at everything through these pains. Whereas letting go of all of that, it creates space within us for the good things in our life. Yeah, so it's just more peaceful now.
I love that, like, we get a lot of DMs of people saying, oh, I wish I could be like you, Liz, and I love the way you are. And I'm like, completely, 100% authentically messaging back, like, of course you can be this way. Like, Liz has created the steps. It's not, like, this big secret, or it's not just the way Liz is. There is an actual, like, form. There's steps.
There's a map. Yeah, and I think I put a post up this morning, actually, on Instagram, a motivation thing from my app, like the 3-minute motivation things. And I said, I don't wake up ready every day. Like, people might look and go, why is she always like so motivated, or why is she always so happy? And the facts are, I'm not. I'm not always happy. You know, I ultimately feel all my emotions, and I post them. The post that I posted where I've been triggered and I was upset, and I welcomed that emotion. Like, it's about using the tools that we've got around us. So Wednesdays I have off because Mondays and Tuesdays are really busy, and I go into a sort of fairy mode where I do a lot of meditation. So on a Thursday morning, I need motivation to get me going. I don't wake up of a morning like, happy, happy, let's go for the day and motivate. No, I don't. Some days are easy, yeah. Some days aren't. You know, I just use these tools and that's what I'm given. These tools, this app is free. The meditations 3 minutes are on there. The motivations 3 minutes are on there. This program of 35 modules, which, you know, we all work through is ultimately what I use to live differently now. I live a different life now. I am not the same person I was, and I've lived that way. This way is better. This way is better.
Talk me through the reuniting with your authentic self, because I feel like this is
I get so emotional when I talk about it. It's like I basically valued, I thought that my value came from my achievements, and I didn't understand that I was valuable all on my own, and I didn't need somebody to validate me or clap for me or tell me when well done, when I'd made an achievement. And that's why I created the Rebirth program, because ultimately that's what I learned through that. And there's just so much of who I was who I thought I had to be, from judgments that were placed on me or conditions or pain that I'd held on to. And when I let go of that, I became the true version of who I was. I wasn't afraid anymore. When someone would say something to me, I knew who I was inside, so I would speak up. I would set boundaries. You know, I'd always been a people pleaser. I'd always been running around trying to make everybody happy. And to be fair, I still do, but I don't sacrifice myself in that process anymore. I know now where my lines are, and I've got enough confidence within me to draw them. And I've always been a confident and motivated person, but I still believed that my validation was from outside. And when we give ourselves that validation inside, it doesn't really matter what anybody else says about us. And that's when we become the true version of ourselves. There's very, 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 very few people in this world who are who they really are. A lot of us have ran through our ego. And it's not until we face our shadow and we work on those aspects of ourselves and we let go of our ego that we come into alignment with our authentic self and who we're meant to be. And I didn't know this. I didn't know I wasn't my authentic self. I didn't know that I was living in my ego. I didn't know any of it. I didn't know what it was, how to spot it, how to know how to even work through it. I just didn't know. And I think working on ourselves, it can just seem so messy. And I'm like, no, everybody needs to know this. Everybody needs to know this. Everybody needs to know how to do it. Like, what is it? What's working on yourself? How do I do it? And that's what this was for me. When I ultimately got to my authentic self, it became my mission to help everyone reach their authentic self too, because that's where our happy is.
I love that. I'm going to test your brains right now, okay? Quick fire round. Are you ready?
Okay.
Just like one sentence, okay? What is working on yourself?
Working on ourselves is wanting to be a better person, wanting to be better, do better and get better.
How do you work on yourself?
You acknowledge your emotions and you use the tools around you, and you understand that there's nothing wrong with you. And ultimately, we're all on a journey to getting better. Journaling is a huge tool to work on yourself, to be able to sit with yourself and write down your emotions, as that saved my life. I've always been overactive in my mind and had a million conversations going on at once in my head. And I'd have worries that would go round and round and round and round and round and all things that were pointless. And I found that journaling helped me to, you know, understand myself and basically come to an outcome. And, you know, there's so much more, isn't there, to working on ourselves. It's a never-ending journey. We ultimately get hit with one thing and we get a new trigger and we acknowledge it and we work through it. It's a journey.
Why is working on yourself so important?
If we don't work on ourselves, it's very, very difficult to be a pleasant human being to those around us. And this is why self-work and self-care isn't selfish, because ultimately, when we work on ourselves, we become a better person for those around us. We don't snap. We place less judgment. it's endless. The benefits are endless.
Yeah. Yeah. Self-care is amazing. And we were talking about this morning, because just this week we've started sending out a welcome gift box, haven't we, to everybody that's
treat box.
Yeah. And it's like, I want everybody to, and I'm so passionate about this, weren't we? Like, we want everybody to start this one-to-one program with that bit of self-care. Like, give yourself a minute, and then you're going to work on yourself, and it's going to be incredible. Like, talk me through the seven points of the Rebirth program, because we've created, haven't we, a £50 off code, podcast 50. So for anybody that is listening that would love to join us and get this amazing treat box, yeah. You just enter podcast 50 and you'll save £50 discount. So talk me through the seven steps and why are they in that order.
Oh wow. So basically it's 7 weeks, 10 minutes a day, one module a day. The first week is all based on mindset. That's one thing that we all need to shift: mindset and like accountability, self-sufficiency, understanding all these things. It gives us a huge eye-opener. And the second week is time. Ultimately, if we can't manage and master our time, our life will run us. It will literally wipe the floor with us every day. We'll feel like we're not in control, and basically life is running us. It helps us understand how to prioritize, plan, how to stop people pleasing, knowing when we're self-sacrificing, how to be a kind person and still say no. There's so much within even just those first 2 weeks. And we move on to week three, which is our happiness. We look into our inner child, letting go and healing. Week four, we move into getting clarity around who we are, what we want in our life, what's our purpose, what's that thing that's going to get us out of bed in the morning. Week five, we move into goals. Sometimes we don't aim for things because they seem way too big for us to ever do. Whereas what this week does, it breaks everything down, and we are able to achieve our goals by getting them into baby steps. And it opens the reward path system within our brain, and we're able to release, you know, dopamine and all these happy chemicals by just achieving tiny things and rewarding ourselves in the process. All those tiny things add up to huge things. Week six, we go into vision. What do you envision your life to be like? Who do you want to be? Where does that person live? What do they do? Who are they surrounded by? Let's get this clear. We really put this out, and we start to understand just how important manifesting is and how we do it. Week seven, we move into spirituality. This is a whole new week that's been put into the program, and everybody else that's been on the program will get access to this. Spirituality is connecting to ourselves and who we are. We learn about our psychology, attachment styles, communication, how we show up in relationships and to ourselves. There's so much more within shadow work, ego, higher self. How do we know what voice is what? It's endless, and it's basically 10 minutes a day. So yeah, it's for me, it's about getting the message out there that life can be different, and we can all ultimately be who we want to be. We're all born incredible human beings, and that's the reason why there's 77% off in the program, because for me, the more people that get the message, the better. It's why that I do the weekly payoff and monthly payoff, because it's not about that. It's about people getting this message. And ultimately, anyone can do this program. Anybody. It's created in the learning styles. I'm dyslexic, so everything's in video and visual. It's very simple. Time isn't a problem, because 10 minutes a day is all you need. Money isn't a problem, because you can do it weekly. There's literally nothing in our way but ourselves. And that's what was important for me about this program, is, you know, making sure that it's accessible for everybody.
I love that. So that code again was podcast 50. Now, I would really love it, Liz, if you could just wrap up today's podcast with a little message to anybody who is maybe on the fence. They're not sure whether this is the right move for them to make. Are they ready? What would you say?
The time is never right. There's always other things going on in our life. And ultimately, we being who we are, we tend to put everything else above ourselves. Put yourself first this once and just see. Just see the magic that can be created. If you're unsure if the program's for you, if you want to get better, be better and do better, then ultimately it's for you. If your life is completely, you know, aligned, your happiness is on point, you know exactly who you are, you know exactly where you want to go, you're great with your time and strategies, you don't take anything personal, then don't do it. Ultimately, don't do it. But within this program, there's 35 modules, and there is something within this for everyone, and it's what I use to personally recreate my life. And I give a personal money back guarantee. If this doesn't change your life, you'll get your money back. You know, what else is there to say?
I love that. Even if you get from the program one of those things, even if you learn how to manage your time, even if you learn how to connect to your inner child, or how to create the steps to achieve the goal you've always wanted, like, it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, just
like, but you're going to get all that in abundance and more.
Yeah, learning to look at yourself differently and learning about your internal voice is a massive shift, isn't it? We all wake up and we're so mean to ourselves. Like, we wouldn't treat our friends how we speak to ourselves. Just learning how to shift our internal voice is probably one of the biggest things that any of us can ever get. Building ourselves up instead of tearing ourselves down. It's so important.
I've loved today.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Loved it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And if you've got any questions, please go on the Instagram on the podcast post and pop them on the comments. We start every week with the previous week's Q&As. We'll see you soon. We hope you loved this week's self-work is cool as fuck topic. Please send in your questions, because every week we begin with the previous week's Q&As. We'll see you next week.